Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's FM 103.2, available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
Good morning.
How are you going? Are you feeling well today?
I'm feeling very well today.
See, if you weren't feeling well, we'd be very worried that you're a well-being specialist. And then we have to
call you. I would be able to go to work.
Yeah, well, a poor being specialist just doesn't sound as good or enticing. So where are you off to today? I'm going to the poor being specialist.
The poor being specialist, yeah.
No, so you are well. That's a good thing.
Yes.
Okay. Now that we've established that, we should move into our tip for the day. What have you got for us?
Well, I want to look at intensity of workouts and the time spent in workouts today. But just before I start, I just wanted to touch on last week. I think I might have left this out. If you've gone through and you've written out all your goals, make sure that you apply action to it, because without the action, they're just dreams. So you must put them into action.
Okay, so we've got the SMART goals. Tell us the acronym again really quickly.
SMART is specific, M is measurable, A is attainable, R is realistic, and T is timed.
Okay, and now we put them into action. How do we do that?
Well, you've got your goals down. You said you're going to go to the gym. You just got to do it.
Basically.
Yeah.
Blunt,
that's it.
But true.
All right.
Intensity and time. Okay, so I remember, Aaron, you were talking about you had your bike there and you were saying that, okay, you hadn't had time to get on the bike because, you know, other things pop up and things like that.
Yes.
And understand that everybody has, you know, busy lifestyles and sometimes health and fitness aren't always first priority, which is cool. When you're looking at workouts, you see a lot of people, they think you need to go to the gym for an hour, even more, to spend time doing a cardio workout or a session, whatever it is that you're doing. And realistically, if you think about doing a long endurance activity, your body has to go for a very long period of time. And you think about athletes who do that, and when looking at marathon runners who spend long periods of time doing cardio. Now, yes, marathon runners are very, very slim and they don't have any or much weight on them, but you need to remember that a marathon runner, as an example, when they exercise for long periods of time, they're training their body to use less calories or less energy to get a further distance.
Right.
So going to the gym and doing that, you're training your body to use or burn less calories, and that's not what we want.
No, that's bad.
We want to burn lots of calories. So this is where the intensity part comes into it. And, you know, everybody's going to be different as to what sort of intensity that they need to use, and especially if they've got, you know, some sort of sport that they play as well. So as an example, if you're going into the gym and just say you're going to jump on the treadmill and go for a run, rather than going for 60 minutes at one flat pace, if you jump in there, you do 2 minutes at a moderate pace, it's quite comfortable for you, and then on every third minute, you might go for more like a sprint, so it's quite high intensity for you, and then you drop back down, do your 2 minutes at a moderate pace, then you might spike that intensity up again. And doing that, you would want to go between 20 and 30 minutes max.
Mm.
So that's a lot shorter of a workout, but you're burning far more calories in that. And because you're hitting a higher heart rate through that session, you're going to continue burning calories longer after you stop exercising as well.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah. So in the cool down process, obviously you're burning calories for your body to cool down and recover from the major run you've had.
Yeah, for sure. Like, you still do your cool down and your stretches and things like that, but even after you've stopped, you're still burning a little bit longer because you've hit such a high peak. And it's not just applicable to running. You can do it on the cross trainer, on the rower.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of the same with your weight training as well, in that you're not doing so many repetitions at a low weight. You're doing, you know, shorter repetitions or fewer repetitions at a more higher weight.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Lauren. Really appreciate it.
Pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed this FM 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.